Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and cheer up, Charlie, because we've got a golden ticket. Do you want it now? Well, you've oompa-loompa'd your way to listen to us, so we're going to make sure the earth moves for this one fine day. It's pure imagination here, because I'll believe in you. Joining us today is the usual group of Santa's little helpers, including...
Oh, my God.
Kevin, the Candyman Jaeger.
Yes, I did that in second grade for a music school show. I was so into it. I got to hand out lollipops to people in the aisles.
That was worth it.
You're welcome.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yeah, hey, stay safe.
Stay safe. Oh, we haven't said that in a while.
I wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, people need to stay safe.
It's true.
And with us today are a pair of guests who have created the newest Broadway podcast, Booked It, a Broadway musician's guide to theater, Facebook, and being hashtag grateful. Nate is a music director who's worked on shows in many capacities like Beautiful, Elf, and this season's upcoming Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Cam is a musician and composer who's worked with highly respected musicians around the world. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to new friends of the show. Nate Patton and Cam Collins. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have to say, for a minute, I thought you were going to introduce me, and then you were going to say, Cam has worked with such respected musicians as Nate Patton.
you can take that as any way that you want. You could have been
one of
them.
That's when my resume ends as well.
That introduction, though, I felt like we were at my roast or like or my funeral, actually. Is what it is.
That was a eulogy. These aren't openers.
I'm eulogizing.
This is Pippin. You die. Exactly.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, wow. He chooses not to.
Right. True.
Double spoiler alert.
Oh, everyone's seen Pippin.
He memes himself.
Yeah. So you can follow them. Good Lord. That's a whole different story. So you can follow them on Twitter at Nate Patton and at Cam Collins Music. You can also find Booked It Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can find them on Facebook as well as bookedit.net or on iTunes. There's a lot of social media happening. Let's see what we're all drinking. I'd love to hear about the podcast. And then we'll play some games.
I like that.
Cool.
Sounds great.
That was me clapping for the games.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Game master.
So what are we drinking?
I'm drinking a tequila and lemonade out of a shuffle-long show cup.
I'm drinking a tequila lemonade out of a red solo cup.
Colin.
Can I just say the only thing that could make a tequila lemonade, forgive me, gayer, would be a shuffle-along solo cup.
Oh, you're forgiven, honey. It's a pretty gay drink. It's Minute Maid, too, by the way.
Does that mean it's made in a minute?
No, I mean, that's Minute... I always thought it was, like, Minute Maid, because it's M-A-I-D, so it's, like, Minute Chick. Like milking maid. Right?
Like you're made before you in a minute?
No, it makes sense, but I think also, like, you used to, like, be able to make it in a minute... With the
concentrate, that bomb pad of the orange juice.
Yeah.
Well, you guys should figure this out and get an endorsement.
I know. We talk about a lot of products and get $0. we're drinking Jose Cuervo Tequila Silver.
Fire your business manager.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've just been fired.
Brian, you're fired.
What are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking a tequila and soda. Which sounds really boring compared to what everyone else is drinking, but yeah, it's actually delicious.
It's not boring if there's tequila.
It's Jose Cuervo, tequila silver, and club soda. It's fabulous.
And I'm drinking whatever Emily Marshall gave to me.
Hi, Emily Marshall.
Emily's our bartender for the evening. Yeah. Do you want to say what Cam is drinking?
Tequila and grapefruit.
It's just weird, because people can't see it, so, like, we, like, know she's sitting in the corner, but...
Oh, yeah, so,
I'm doing too.
Sorry, I outed Emily Marshall on this.
Outed me, and now I'm here.
I also have a tequila grapefruit, the Emily Marshall original drink, and I have a Schubert rocks glass.
And I'm staying safe, folks, because I have a lid on my cup.
No, stay safe. That is how you stay safe.
Yeah. I bring the lid just for Kevin.
Thank you.
Just so you guys have, like, a concept of what's happening here, Emily Marshall is a music director as well as a musician who plays in pits on Broadway. So just so you have an idea of, like, there's not, like, some stranger in the room, like, who, like, we brought in off the street, like, our guests.
But if it's
it
more
sounds that way, though,
think?
Because you're saying my first and last name. So
oh, I want them to Google you.
So specific.
I want them to Google you.
But
you
oh, missed... I don't know what'll come up, though.
Yeah, I know. I want them to Google you. Moving on. Well, tell us about Booked It.
So, Booked It is a podcast that we, Cam and I, started together. It's, as you said, a Broadway musician's guide to theater, Facebook, and being hashtag grateful. And I guess the way I would describe it is that it's a theater podcast geared towards theater people, but in a way it's the anti-theater podcast because it sort of lovingly satirizes and pokes fun at Facebook and social media, and particularly the way that theater people handle social media in 2016. So, yeah, it's definitely geared towards theater people, but it's not necessarily what you would expect, I think, to see, you know, as your typical Broadway podcast. Although it sounds like this isn't either, because everyone's drinking.
Yeah.
So,
and I think the impetus for it, too, was we would crack ourselves up on tour writing roasts or writing little lines for, you know, random things. And so we just decided to do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. You guys should listen. I listen. It's quite good.
Thank you.
My favorite segment is, was it Status of the Week?
Grateful Status of the Week.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do one of those later.
I think we are.
We did. Do you want to do it now?
Well, that was a great segue.
Let's do it now.
Sure.
We have music, and that will go here. Grateful Status of the Week.
So, for those of you that have listened to the podcast, we do a Grateful Status of the Week, which is, you know, we talk about how we don't really like the idea of things being hashtag grateful and how that's just completely getting out of control on social media. So, we actually have asked people to submit real grateful statuses that they found on the internet.
That they're just ridiculously annoyed by.
Ridiculously annoying grateful statuses. And
that's amazing.
And we read them.
Yeah.
And these are all, the ones that we've done on the show are word for word, completely real.
And then we comment on them, so that's what we would like to do with you. Have your comments as well.
I like to comment.
So I'm going to read.
I have nothing to say.
And for those of you listening, I think we all know what we mean by a grateful status, which is a status that is sort of disguising either narcissism or self-obsession in the form of being hashtag grateful. You know,
it's like a humble brag.
A humble brag. That's exactly right. Yeah. And it's this thing that the theater community does in particular. So this is, I'm going to read this. This is, I'm off of Facebook. This is word for word a real status that somebody posted.
Yes.
It says, we can talk about it. I'll read the whole thing and then we can discuss. So it says, just dot, 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 yes. So that's the
Y-A-S
beginning.
Y-A-S or E-S?
Y- good question.
Good.
But
question.
Y-E-S.
Kevin,
and
no
he
questions
says,
till the end.
And he says, so just dot, 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 yes. I can't wait for next month when I can give you guys a million reasons why last night was the greatest night of my life. This is, I swear this is real. Big announcement coming soon. Hold on to your dreams, guys. It really is true. Good things come to those who wait. Hashtag grateful. Hashtag best life. So, yeah, let's discuss. I mean, first of all, the issue that I have is that it's like, he goes, I can't wait for next month. We have to wait an entire month for the news.
And
really?
Who's going to be like texting this person every day like, it's been 29 days, can't wait till tomorrow.
And I'm going to say one thing. This is a positive about this post. The use of an ellipsis dramatically. It's amazing. Just ellipsis.
Dot, dot, dot.
Beat. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, the AS might have been stronger, but I understand the use.
Well,
no,
I think the lack of an AS sends a really good expectations bar.
Agreed, because I would want to laugh more.
Yeah, and I think that, like, you know, with the AS, it kind of was like this big explosion, and then it's like, but you have to wait a month. At least it's like, guess what? And you have to wait a month.
Like, in a month, we're going to get more A's, more S's.
But does that mean that, like, a month is the hashtag best life, or is, like, best life now for them, but we have to wait a month?
We're not
so it's not our best life.
No.
That's a good point, Kevin.
My favorite thing about this status is it says absolutely nothing.
Literally nothing. Well, because the other thing is that he has to wait a month to tell us this. So it's like, and about why last night was the best night.
Did they meet somebody?
Well, that's the thing is, if he got engaged, the news would be out. You wouldn't wait a month to announce an engagement.
Or you just would keep quiet for like a weekend and announce it on Monday.
Of course. But he says last night was also the greatest night of his life. So like, what the hell happened?
No one gets a job at night.
No one gets a job.
At 10 o'clock
and also,
is like, you made it to Hamilton, kid.
That's Lin-Manuel's status. The night after the Tonys. It's like, sorry, it was the best. I gotta wait a month, though.
Yeah, but there isn't a month, like, video delay.
No.
Right.
And we're gonna... Maybe it's Lin-Manuel and they ship the Tony to his house in a month.
Well, that is what happens. You have to get it engraved.
Right, maybe that's... This is not Lin-Manuel.
But we are going to need to do this again in a month for an addendum.
Oh, absolutely.
We will definitely get in touch.
Should we guess what his best news is? Like, do we think it's, like, playing Fiedka at the Derby Dinner Theater? Or engaged?
Super specific.
I know, I was like, I can't compete with that.
I once went to the Derby Dinner Theater and had a crush on the guy that played Fiedka, so that's what came from my mind.
Gosh.
Wow. I hope he's listening to that.
Emily, stay in the corner.
Hey,
I also, can I just add one more thing? I keep reading this over and over again. He says, hold on to your dreams, guys. It's like,
so
I wasn't planning on abandoning my dreams.
maybe he accepted the offer. Maybe he just signed the contract at night.
That's ostensibly like, oh, probably what it is, but
you know what? Maybe he was on Broadwasted, and the episode is airing in a month.
I don't
know if they ever wait a month.
It's the greatest night of his life,
and then he
won't know for a month.
Nate, is this your status that you're posting tomorrow?
No, it's not. But this is decidedly the greatest night of my life.
I
haven't had a lot going on.
I may need to use this status for my own personal use.
Absolutely. I'm actually willing to send this to him, like, just copy and paste this for any life event. It can be like, we should give him royalties for this. Like, you know,
it's a really flexible.
Yes. Because it could refer to a relationship. It could refer to a job. It could refer to winning something. There's an endless possibility.
When the lottery money comes in.
Good one.
A million reasons.
Like the mail order bride you bought.
Or they're adopting a baby.
Right.
And it comes in the mail.
Well, and what we're
talking about.
That's not how it works.
That's how it works.
It is? I mean, I don't know. So maybe.
No, that's how it works.
Okay.
Come in the mail. You just poke holes in the box.
I don't have a baby yet. I haven't ordered one.
He also says, you know what, one last thing, and then we're going to be done with this. But I don't want to beat a dead horse, but he says, I want to give you guys a million reasons why last... It's like... So it actually...
It's more than one.
The whole night was just like...
Yeah.
It was a glow of reasons why it was so great. It wasn't just... It wasn't just the baby adoption. It wasn't just booking Derby Dinner Theater. It was a whole lot of things happened to this person.
Derby Dinner Theater...
Where is Derby Dinner Theater?
Kentucky, right?
Is it Kentucky?
It's
Indiana.
I should have known.
Wow, we really botched
that.
Clarksville, Indiana.
To the Hoosiers.
Derby Dinner Playhouse.
Clarksville, Indiana.
Well, that's almost
Indiana.
Louisville, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like right across the
river. A lot of those things are really close together. They all like kind of cross.
I mean, I don't know. I'm from there. I try not to be.
Great. So, let's go around the table and, well, what have you seen this week?
I didn't know what else to it.
So what did you see this week?
Okay. What did I see this week?
What did you see?
I saw Cats.
Meow.
Anyone else?
I've seen Cats. I didn't
see
this
week.
No, I did
not.
That's the most recent thing I've seen was Cats.
Was Cats.
In 1993.
Right. That was the last time I saw a Broadway show.
So I guess we're talking about Cats.
Let's do it.
Go for it.
Number one observation about Cats. When you are in line to see it, the marquee literally says, "This is the Cats you know and love." And it was.
Good.
But, like, why is that their advertising? Like, remember when we did the show before? It's exactly the same.
Because that's what people want.
And then, but, like, and I was like, that's such a weird thing to say. And then I was watching it, and I was like, you're right, I didn't want anything different.
Absolutely.
And I was dancing in the seat.
Please note that she was doing the Shaq Jif wiggle.
This is the Rum Tum Tugger shimmy. If you were being correct.
Sure.
Great.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Don't they have colanders on their head for at one point?
Colanders? strainers?
Yeah, the things that you, like, shake
like
out like needles.
Yeah,
don't they wear those on their head to be like beetles?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting a little far away. They just looked like helmets.
Kevin and I are going to add nothing to this conversation.
No, that's what I got so far is the calendar.
So go, gentlemen.
I mean, barring my allergies, I thought it was really fun. It was great.
What I will say is anyone else that was obsessed with the 90s VHS version of Cats will know that Rum Tum Tugger was my first childhood crush.
Sure.
And did not disappoint.
I mean, those anatomical costumes were pretty on point.
It's just like he's wearing all spandex and then just this fur collar.
Yeah.
All about it.
What I have to say about Cats, on a serious note, is that first of all, I thought that the cast was singing and dancing the hell out of that show.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought they were amazing, actually, and that they just were killing it. The other observation that I had from seeing Cats recently was that the role of Grizabella,
mm-hmm.
which is originally played by Betty Buckley, I came to the realization while watching it that Betty Buckley played the role of Grizabella when she was my age currently. So I'll just tell the listeners, I'm in my very early 30s, but they literally cast Betty Buckley in the 80s as the old, dying cat.
Yep.
She's so old, she dies at the end of the show. Spoiler
yep.
alert. From old age. So I said, no, they she was like 30, she was like 32 or something, and they
well,
cast
that's
her.
Well, old for a cat.
And then, but it's not. She was 150 in cat years. No, but she was 32, and they cast her as the cat that literally is dying of old age. And I said, no wonder she went crazy. I said, she was like, they said, Betty, we want you to play Grizabella. She dies at the end because she's so old.
It's like she was in a high school production, like,
that's
playing, like,
right.
Albert's mom in Bye Bye Birdie.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, she's like 17 years old.
Because they could have cast that role as, you know, as somebody like Angela Lansbury Nat, like, you know, cast
yeah.
somebody who's 90, but they literally cast somebody who was 33.
But they originally cast Judi Dench.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is
but
true.
But Judi Dench wasn't that old in 1982.
No. Older
no.
than.
No.
But
she's always been kind of old.
She may have come out of the womb at
she's an
65.
Old,
yeah, right. Absolutely.
She is a Dane.
She was definitely 5 years old.
There's nothing like
there's
a Dane.
Nothing like Dane. But it's true because now they have Leona Lewis, who's like this
no,
glorious
no, now they don't,
pop star.
Right?
When did she did you think she's out?
She's leaving this week. I think this is her last weekend.
No, so when you're listening to this, she's done.
But Leona Lewis and Betty Buckley were around the same age because
yeah.
Leona Lewis is in her early 30s.
But did you notice, like, although she is this dying, sad cat, she does have a very tiny waist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they cinched that costume in. So it
more,
is,
more
like,
than it used to be.
Definitely.
Correct?
I
but
think so.
I think so, too.
But
she,
Nate, this should be a positive. That means you can now play Grizabella.
That's true. They're
two,
looking.
Two more yoga classes and I'll be...
They just announced somebody. Mamie... Yeah.
Mamie Paris.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Oh.
She's going to take
she's,
over.
She's very good.
And that'll be
very
so fun.
Voice.
Yeah.
She did, like, the 95 tour. Like, she did, like, a lot of, like, the big tours doing the Belcher stuff.
That'll be fun. It
she
is rolls. A belty role.
So, are we giving two paws up?
Oh, yeah. It is the Cats you know and love. And that is, like, actually the best way to describe that.
I really wish you could see Kimberly's face right now. She is, like, invested.
Listen, so I got, like, cheap seats with my friend the day of. I was sitting directly in front of him, all the way off to the side, rear mezzanine. And, like, he kept laughing because a song would start, and I'd, like, shimmy like I was excited. And I've had the magical Mr. Mistopheles stuck in my head
yeah.
the entire week. I just want to clap along. It's so much fun.
And that was Ricky from So You Think You Can Dance, right?
Yes.
Ricky Umberto?
I don't remember his last name, but that's correct.
He's really cute.
Oh.
He
yes.
won So You Think You Can Dance.
He's very good.
He was in the show at the Foxwood 2 years ago, the big...
On Your Town?
Yes. On
the
Town?
On the Town.
On the
Town,
town.
Yes.
Right,
yeah,
on
that
town.
Was part of winning
there's
So
On Your
Feet.
Dance,
he won a Broadway role.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On Your Town.
So You Think You Can Dance, like, totally paired with Broadway. And was like, hey, guys, we can give you dancers. And they're like, great, you can give us publicity.
And then, what's the other one? Dancing with the Stars just did a Paramore episode.
They did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reality TV
oh,
is
right,
giving a shout out to Broadway.
Yeah, like, it was a...
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Cool. So now that we've talked about what we've seen this week, or recently, or... involving animals. let's play our first game.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
This game is called hashtag grateful.
Yes.
It is an honor of Nate Pat.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to give you each a little piece of paper.
Okay. I can do that.
consider this your final Jeopardy for the evening.
Great.
You have a few choices. I'm going to give you the name of a few different musical theater characters.
Okay.
You're going to need to write me a Facebook grateful status as this character.
We each get a different character?
No, because I want to be blind when I read them. So I'm just going to give you the options.
Oh, yeah. And we'll write who it is at the top.
Yeah. So you can either write one for Annie, Eponine, the Phantom, or Sweeney Todd.
Great.
Go. I'll give you.
And we should tell you the character who it is.
Yeah. But like what their name would be on Facebook. Or maybe their Twitter handle.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm going to.
And we're writing a grateful status as this character?
Correct. Yes. I never remember to time things. If you go back in the back catalogs, you'll realize that when we play Heads Up, people just do it for however long I say till stop. It's never actually a minute. This has been Truth Time with Kimberly while people write down their statuses. Ah, this tequila is so good. Well, just hand them to me when you're done. My hand is out and my eyes are closed.
Mine has tequila on it.
I'm disappointed
that's
in my showing.
How I like them. Heads up! Right, you're like never confident, and then yours are always the best. So will you just accept yourself for the star that you are?
No, I like when he's insecure for a minute.
Kevin, go see Hamilton.
I'm sorry.
This person has very nice handwriting. I'll read it now. At Demon on Fleet. I didn't think I could have a non-cutie friend. Oh, wait. I didn't think I could have non-cutty friends.
That's it. I mean, I would guess.
But found a landlord who bakes and likes the same men as me. Hashtag grateful. Hashtag for eating.
Very good.
All right. Who could it be?
Literally crying in my mop bucket. Hope Grace isn't allergic to dogs, but I can finally announce I'm getting the out of here. Hashtag suck it, Hannigan. Hashtag I'm richer than Midas. Hashtag best life.
Best life. Best life.
That's a good throw. At red hair don't care. Already loving this. Got adopted today. Super rich now. Who's this woman stealing my thunder? Hashtag grateful. Hashtag school of hard knocks.
That was a good one whoever wrote it.
Yeah, this one's written in a very interesting context.
Who had the pencil?
The sun came out today. One day mopping the floor. The next day someone mopping my floor. Hashtag best life. Hashtag grateful. Hashtag Miss Hannigan sucks. Hashtag Molly, are you okay?
Oh, God, amazing. Hashtag Molly, are you okay?
They never tell you.
Oh, no.
Molly, are you okay?
Isn't that a Michael Jackson song?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So clearly, I think that was the one that was best at those statuses, just because he reads them so much. Nate,
yes.
Was that you?
Those were all drawn from experience.
Oh, my gosh.
I will give you one prize.
Including, oh, there's a prize?
There's a prize. Molly, are you okay?
Including Molly,
that
are you
incredible.
Okay? Because they never really wrap up her
they
story.
Don't. That poor girl. They just
they really
use her.
Don't. They're just like, here's the cute little one. She has to be in bed by 10,
right.
So you only see her on
right.
First act.
What did he win?
He won A.
Oh my God.
Nice.
The roof coaster.
Amazing.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
I love it.
Prices
so
are getting better.
Bad.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
and, it say, and it says, it's a Fiddler on the Roof coaster and it says to life, but I'm going to change it to best life.
Yes.
Yes, queen. Yes.
Okay. This next game is called Hashtag This Lyric.
Okay.
I'm going to read a lyric as if it was a tweet or a Facebook status in which you would add hashtags at the end.
Great.
We will then round robin around the table adding hashtags to this lyric.
I love it.
So if you watched At Midnight, it's like hashtag wars.
Great.
Okay.
Good show. Good job, Kimberly.
Thank you. Ready?
Yeah.
Hashtag This Lyric. NYC. Just got here this morning. $3, two bags, and me. NYC, I give you fair warning. Up there in lights, I'll be.
Hashtag what's $3 anymore?
Hashtag not jaded yet.
Hashtag first and second career of all time.
Hashtag what time does Bubba Gump's open?
Bubba. Hashtag can I have off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
So you can just sort of like keep going.
It can be, it doesn't have to be around the table.
Yeah, okay. Just as it comes to your head.
It's a really strict rules.
Great. Here Broadway, really right. Never rules.
We follow the rules.
We're very serious.
Great. Next, hashtag for Zarek. I'm not ashamed to reveal the world-famous feeling I feel. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy.
Hashtag butter sugar flower.
Hashtag Trump supporter.
Hashtag the harvest isn't until September.
Hashtag Tinder is up and running.
Wonderful. Hashtag the lyric. What a feeling. Take your passion and make it happen.
Hashtag there's a year I can't get back.
Hashtag my best life.
Hashtag Steel Town Sky.
Hashtag Broadway, question mark.
Hashtag I swear we've got a theater, guys.
That was from Flashdance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag confused.
All right, hashtag lyric. But this sort of thing happens all the time. When life gives you garbage, you use it to climb.
Yes. Hashtag Benanti knows all.
Yes.
Hashtag get out of that dumpster.
Hashtag will you sing at my Tony's.
Hashtag 11th Avenue.
Hashtag he might live there.
Hashtag I came out of the dumpster when I left Midtown.
What's next?
That was the end of it.
No. Oh, sweet.
Very good.
While we get the last game ready, what are your guys' favorite musicals?
Well, I mean, this is nerdy, but what made me fall in love with musical was Secret Garden.
I love Secret Garden.
I love the Secret Garden.
Daisy Egan's coming back.
Yeah, when I was little, I would stand on my bed and conduct to it. That's a confession. Hashtag confession.
I like Sunday in the Park with George.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
It's a great one. Yeah.
I like,
Hashtag Mandy. Mandy Wars.
Yeah. Hashtag Mandy.
Mandy Patinkin.
Kevin, can you do a little Mandy for us?
I have a...
It's really good.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's dead on.
Some seeds. Because he brings it
that's
from, like,
pretty good.
That's pretty
good. He brings it like very forward when he's trying. Yeah, he's really intense.
I think you have like a career ahead of you as like.
That used to be my thing. Is I wanted to play Manny Patinkin in Forbidden Broadway. That was like my dream. And I could also do
hashtag,
the original Hello Dolly.
Hashtag hold on to your dreams, Kevin.
Hashtag hold on to your dreams.
Is your big news next month that you've got to ask
Manny Patinkin
for
Forbidden Broadway?
He's in Spamilton as Manny Patinkin as George Washington.
Oh my god. Oh, I would see that.
Can we hear a little bit of it? Oh, Kevin hasn't seen that.
I haven't seen that show. I don't know. What's Hamilton?
Kevin's gonna go see it in Chicago?
One day.
That's where he's gonna see it.
When it opens up in LA, I'll like fly out.
All right.
I'll see it.
This is
year three in Toronto.
Dealt.
What is this?
When Vanessa Hudgens is playing Peggy.
So I have just dealt Nate and Cam their own stacks of show cards.
Yes.
Hashtag
Lights
of Broadway.
Broadway.
Hashtag, we're just gonna speak in hashtags now.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Hashtag we're speaking life.
Hashtag squigs. Hashtag I have so many show cards.
Okay.
I don't know if that was a real one.
It's great.
Yeah.
Hashtag can be anything.
So, Nate and Cam are going to go head to head in a game of Taboo.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wait, you have to explain that.
So, you're going to pick the first card up from your pile, and you're going to have to guess, you're going to have to get the table to guess who is on that card.
Oh, God.
And then as soon as we guess, you put that card down, and then Nate starts to guess the... starts to make us guess the first person on his stack.
So you don't read what's on the back of the card. I have to use my own words to get it, right?
Correct.
Because there's a description.
Try not to read what's on the back of the card
of course not.
Or
yeah.
say their name.
Right, okay.
Like Taboo.
Okay.
Great. So we're just going to do 60 seconds, and whoever wins gets it.
60. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we each have 60 seconds.
Okay.
Hold on. I see. We'll each have 60 seconds. Okay, great.
That makes more sense.
Let's do 90 seconds. I feel like
And
then we'll just go for 90 seconds,
people.
And whoever gets more.
Can we pass cards?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's a large stack. So we're going to do 90 seconds of Cam makes us guess, and then Nate makes us guess. Guys, are you ready?
Ready?
They're not playing. It's just us.
Yeah, we're guessing.
Yes.
Totally.
Brian, like, checked out. Like, he could just, like,
totally
be drunk for a minute.
Totally didn't get that at all.
Ready?
It's like we're drunk trying to do this.
That is like we're trying
okay,
to do
fancy.
This. Go.
Okay. I walk around to a funky beat, and wherever I go, I'm happy.
Oh my god, I know it.
Wherever I go, I'm happy. Oh, I do know this.
Most happy fella?
No.
Walk around.
I can't believe you even know.
Baby?
Yeah.
Oh, I do know that. Okay.
It's a song from Baby.
Okay, Nate,
that's how you make us
no,
baby.
He has to
no, I have to go for 90 seconds, right? Or
yeah.
Do we?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Then
so this is the guitar player who goes to California with and sells his
Robert,
guitar.
Roger.
Yeah.
Okay. J. Robert Spencer was in this. Alice Ripley
next
was
in
this. This is currently going up and teching soon. It's about the high voice that a dude would sing.
Falsettos.
Yeah.
it's in previews.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
well, there
is.
You go. It's in previews. Okay, this one features a genie.
Oh, got it!
30 seconds?
Got that one.
Ugh. I don't know any of these people.
Okay.
Okay.
Differently spelled.
Glad that was over.
But we were there. I was there with that.
All right.
Well,
wow,
okay.
I got six. I can't believe
six?
That.
Six?
Nate, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
second.
Ready.
You have to be six in 90 seconds.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Steady. Go.
Star of Book of Mormon.
Eddie Reynolds.
Yeah.
Star of American Psycho.
Benjamin Walker.
Beautiful.
The guy that he just, the guitar player.
Anna Pascal.
Star of, wrote Disaster the Musical.
Seth
Rogensky.
Sister to Andrew.
Celia Keenan-Bolger.
Yes. Man of La Mancha.
Right.
Shuffle Along.
Bryce Mitchell.
Show on Broadway Revival starring Christian Borle right now.
Falsettos.
Yes. Benjamin Walker also starred in this show.
Bloody Andrew Jackson.
The Fantastics. The main actor.
Jerry Orbach. I was like, the Fantastics.
Fiddler on the Roof. Original.
Zero Mostel.
Fun Home.
Ben Malone.
Right. Tony Winner, blonde hair. She was in
Rebecca
Kinky Boots.
Ashford.
Costume designer. Most famous one.
Ivy Long.
Oh,
yes.
The car comes
William
up.
Ivy
okay.
Long.
The show about the twins.
Sideshow.
Finian's Rainbow.
Joel Grey.
He was a Waitress Tony nominee this year.
Christopher Fitzgerald.
Yes. Young girl from Fun Home.
Cindy Lucas.
Chorus Line director.
Michael Bennett.
Not a rare card.
Xanadu star.
Carrie Butler.
Show about Peter Pan.
Finding Neverland.
I mean, guys, that was real close.
You know, it's very, very interesting to watch people with different backgrounds do this game.
Yeah, like I went to jazz school, so.
Cam's from Indiana. I mean, it's...
We're the Derby Theater.
and I didn't even know the Derby Theater was from Indiana.
Kerry Butler never worked at Derby Dinner Theater.
You don't know. Have you read her Wikipedia?
She may, you know, she may have.
Have you changed her Wikipedia to say
she's
Derby?
Kerry Butler,
right
best
now.
Known for Derby Dinner
Derby
Playhouse.
That's the first thing in her bio. When she does,
Shows.
So I really want to thank you guys for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone listening, listen to Booked It on iTunes. Follow them on social media, Booked It Podcast.
It's really funny, guys. Check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you having...
They're
really,
sober on theirs.
They're
weird. How do you know?
Yeah.
That's fair. True. We don't advertise it.
We end every episode with a quote. So today I have selected, if my wife has a bag of gold, do I care if the bag be old? I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
Oh, that's Patchwood. They didn't lunch it.
Nope.
Boys from Syracuse.
Nope. Because we came.
Oh, yeah,
right,
you're
right.
Right.
I mean, you are right.
Yeah. I know. But thanks again. Remember, listen to them. We want to thank you so much for listening to us. You'll hear us next week with our guest. Just kidding. I'm not going to spoil that. We spoiled everything else except for next week. That was not good. Well, thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Any last words?
Again, this is my funeral, I can tell. You said any last words.
Yeah.
I'm about, no.
In
I want to go on. I wanna...
Hashtags, how did you feel about being here?
Hashtag, over the legal limit. Hashtag, thankful. Hashtag, laughter. Thank you so much.
I really like hashtag Molly, are you okay?
Hashtag Molly, okay.
Where is she? No one checks in on her.
No.
I mean,
well, we gotta write the musical.
They're orphans.
You guys know that, like, that was just me, like, sourcing hashtags for our next Instagram cycle. Like, I just dump this into, like,
this is never
every
gonna
Instagram
air.
Now has hashtag Molly, are you okay?
Well, on that note, as we end every episode,
Zoo-doo-wop bop. Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Super fun.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.